Pittsburgh's morning sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98 KUPD.
Thank you, Inept Hero. On Thursday, Friday here as we prepare. Hopefully you've got the whole weekend off and you can start prepping for things to do. But and also you're going to be one of them boomer people that drops off all those fireworks. Again, tonight, tomorrow, you can boomer. You can drop your boomers tonight and tomorrow on the 4th. It's fun. You have fun doing it. But it's limited to those days because the Humane Society and all these poor people that work at dog shelters and folks with animals and small kids and post-traumatic stress disorder veterans who, by the way, finally, my pleas for not launching fireworks next to the VA hospital for 22 years now. I don't know if they're going to do it or not.
John, it's all falling on
Well, I guess, yeah, they don't care. They all talk about Veterans Affairs and how much they care about our soldiers, and we all stand up at hockey games to say, there's a couple of guys who say, we love you guys. We'd never do anything to hurt you. By the way, 4th of July is pretty much right out your sorry about all this 4th of July stuff.
Enjoy the thunder.
Enjoy the bombs, guys. We really don't have a better place for this or you. So, yeah, we're going to go ahead and throw fireworks all over. Cool. Neat. Ah, oh, man, the guys in the VA are running around like scurrying like roaches when the lights come on. We don't care. So watch your boomers, the kids and the dogs and stuff. Make sure your gates and stuff are all latched up. 4th of July. Brady, are you going to launch off some neighborhood worthless fireworks?
I don't have
yourself?
Any plans.
No?
I guess I could get some delivered over here, but yeah, sure. It's tougher with the dogs.
Yeah, and your IQ is a little higher than 85, so you shouldn't be entertained by that in the first place.
Yeah.
They
are fun. I enjoy
them. Are
they?
Yeah, the best thing, my favorite thing about localized fireworks or neighborhood fireworks is the noise after it goes off, because inevitably you hear this. That goes with every explosion. Because hillbillies and people with IQs under 85 think that it looks cool. When they have giant fireworks displays all over the city, you can see.
Yeah,
that
it's
are
just
actually good.
Especially when you've seen like decent fireworks displays and then you have your little crappy fireworks.
Yeah, it goes up.
Sparklers.
Yeah, 82 feet in the air.
Well, that was exciting, I guess, for me.
They've got some impressive ones now, though.
No, they don't. No, they don't, Brady.
They don't match up to the actual shows that are going on.
They look like bargain basement, cheap-ass fireworks that some idiot launched in his driveway, because that's exactly what they are.
Try living close to a county island where everybody can do whatever they want. It's lawless.
Yeah.
Everybody's got those big boomers out there.
Yeah, and you give me one of them Chinese neighbors that's got like a crazy amount of ability to make it look like the ones that you'd pay for. But, you know, then you go and you turn on TV and they're in New York along the river. They're throwing up this just gigantic. Now, that's what fireworks are supposed to look like, not that weird kind of. It's almost at the end of a porn when, you know, you got Peter North decorating some lady, or you got the dude who just kind of just whoops, you know, one of those deals.
Right, John.
Yeah,
it's just
that.
Like that.
That's fireworks. That's what I think of when I think of America. Peter North is a decorator. That's what fireworks are supposed to be. They're supposed to get all over us. Boom! Wow! Look at that display. And then the other one blew up and said, and then you got that neighborhood guy who just pop. And then it's just the dumbest thing in the world.
I spent $150 on this one.
Check this out.
Looks like a rocket. Look at it.
My hand.
Yeah, I'm just buying the crappy ones, the sparklers and the little snappy things.
Sure.
And the worms.
Cute for the kids.
Yeah.
But the ones where you're trying to piss off your neighbors and make dogs have heart attacks, I just don't understand it. The mentality and the inconsiderate nature of, you know, people who just think that they look good. You're dopey. Yeah, blow some stuff up. Have some things around the house. But don't do the boomers. They're dumb. And then the ones that crackle, that they just look like it looks like a failed firework. Oh, that's a dud. That's what I call, though. Every time those go off in the real, a dud. That was a dud. And you'll spend money on duds.
It is. They get pricey, man.
They're expensive. They're not cheap. So.
And then it is a letdown if your $150 firework just isn't that great. Really.
Huge letdown.
Yeah, it's in most of the time.
Money well spent.
Yeah, I don't get the smoke bombs at all, but at least they're quiet. Dud. These ain't duds. These are good. They're in the neighborhood. They're duds. You got a whole bunch of duds. I spent $1,000 to entertain you, neighbor. Well, I'm not entertained. I'm going to go inside and watch fireworks on TV. They're a billion times better than what you just did for free. Oh, your laugh and your cry sound a lot alike. That's cute. By the way, my dad's being tested for the COVIDs today.
Uh-oh.
Because inside his office, he had a guy he's been doing stuff with, like a coworker.
Shouldn't he be out in Croatia hunting?
Yeah, normally he would be. And yeah,
the great ibex.
The 1 or 2 weeks he works a year, he ends up sitting next to a dude who's got it. And he calls
the
up and got the stuff. And he's like, damn it.
Did you hear the record that Arizona set?
What would we?
24% of all of our tests are coming back positive.
We're crushing
now.
The positive.
24%.
The average was like 6
seven.
And 7, yeah. And we hit 20. We're hitting a quarter of them. Quarter of them coming back positive.
We don't care.
Hopefully Pops doesn't pull this off because, he's in great shape, but he's 70. He's high risk. So we'll see.
Your boy Coach Cower got it, he and his wife.
Did Cower and his wife get it? Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's not good.
I didn't see that. He's in his 60s, so that can't be good.
But the story is there's a couple other one other celebrity, D.L. Hughley, calls himself Typhoid Mary.
Yeah.
He went around and he was out and he's like, I had no idea.
Yeah.
And he's like, I spread it to a lot of people, including his son. But Cower and his wife had the symptoms in March but didn't get tested. A month later, though, they tested positive for antibodies. So he and his wife lost their senses.
He spread it a little, probably.
So he gave it away.
Yeah.
So
returning from a trip from Hawaii, they all of a sudden lost their sense of smell and taste.
But this is back in April?
That was back in March. Yeah.
Also, Brady, I just have to let you know I lost my sense of direction for a little while. I was facing the wrong way, and that's COVID. That's COVID number one. Me and V got pretty emotional about that whole thing,
How was your wife, Coach?
She's doing well. She's doing better. It was touch and go. She couldn't smell. She couldn't taste. We felt pretty bad about it. We got a little emotional.
Pass it to your daughters?
Gave it to my beautiful daughters. Megan came home with the COVIDs. I was a little worried about her, but we got it. We got it. We're good. Everything's okay.
Emotional will get Bill Cower, I'm sure, cried at the press conference.
Is he going in this year?
He's supposed
Hall
to.
Of Fame?
Is anyone? He's supposed to.
Yeah, it's not going to be the same, is it?
Tell you what, I'm going to get out there. I'm going to give that speech about COVID, Troy Polamalu. A lot of emotion out there this year. No crowd. That's all right.
It is weird they canceled the game. I haven't heard anything about the actual ceremony, though.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do with that. Just give them their bust and say,
sorry. There you go.
This year sucks.
How's it going to look one person in every five seats?
Just want to thank nobody for coming out here.
It's all on Zoom.
Everybody come out.
Just the one guy.
Usually you get a lot of people come. I got nobody. It's a big empty audience giving a speech. Nobody. It's still special, but
nobody
not
coached.
Special. This is no good.
The bus didn't come out. Nobody?
Bus is in the. He's out there watching on TV like the rest of us.
Yeah, it's who knows, but Coach has it. Hopefully my dad doesn't get it, but he's got to get tested today, find out whether or not he's got the plus, and he's got to lock her down.
Do the guys in his office that got it, do they know how they got it?
Some dude just said I tested, and I don't know how I got it, so he's rolled in. He's playing golf with Brady, I heard that, but that was the only thing we heard.
Guaranteed.
That's too far back. Maybe, I don't know, maybe it's a lingerer. But yeah, so it starts hitting around you a lot, and a lot of people are picking up. Yeah, we're 25% plus. That's amazing that a quarter of the people taking the test are getting it. It's unreal. So just be careful, and if you're going to go out this weekend and breathe on each other, try to be considerate of somebody's dad or mom. You just don't know. And don't start bringing up how it doesn't kill a lot of people, because just because you don't know, it might kill some people that are close to you, and that's all that matters.
You still want to be that one.
You don't want to be the guy who does it. Yeah. That's all. So be considerate. That's all I'm saying now. Do whatever you want to do because you're not listening. But be considerate.
You're not listening.
They're not. They're not listening. I'm not saying do this. I'm done with that. Be considerate. Text and drive. Don't wear a mask. Do whatever you want. But try not to kill anybody. That's everybody's goal. Your whole life is every day is to just, woof, I made it through another day where I didn't kill anybody. And that's the lowest bar we can set. And that's basically the bar we're setting now. And it's a question mark for a lot of folks. Why do I have to listen to that? It's just a nice thing. It's a nice way to live. I don't know. You can't take my freedom away, I guess. Just try not to kill anybody, okay, Jethro?
What about blowing off hands and stuff?
Yeah, if you blow your own hands, how about that? Try not to maim or kill anyone and consider that a successful day.
You mentioned at one time, John, is someone suggested a little sprig of mint in the mask.
Yeah.
The other thing that is really good is the same. It's similar, but
barbecue.
If you have those little essential oils, a little drop in the mask, it lasts a long time, whether it's mint or lemon or cinnamon.
Yeah, the mint thing's great.
You just put a little drop on the mask and it's gold.
A, it smells good, and B, it keeps all that stuff away for a little bit. Like, it keeps germs off. It's good for that. So, yeah, what are you going to do? Yeah, the doctor friend that Megan's got posted last night said, well, we've got the surge, so here we go. We're starting. Just to let you know, folks who aren't paying attention, we've got we've just got the new meeting where we're in protocol on you can pick who you want to treat. We're that busy.
Wow.
So it's basically gotten to that
triage.
Level.
Triage.
So it's
well,
lottery
we're
now?
Well beyond triage. It's now like not you, you. Triage is at least a system of who's first. This one's like,
oh, good.
Go
so
home.
The white people will be.
Well, yeah, you're going to hopefully get a lot of that. But yeah, the because I'm in that category. So I'm that makes me happy. I want to win that battle. I don't care. I'm calling me a bigot and whatever else. If that's the case, and we're like, all right, triage is now based on race. I'm like, oh, come on.
Excuse me, sir.
On.
I am white.
Yes. Well, congratulations. You're in the pile of winners.
Are you? Can we see your papers?
But doctors are basically like, all right, no, you're probably too far gone. We're not going to waste a room on you. You're not sick enough. So that's where they are right now. It's crazy. So just be careful. It's a busy weekend. That's the thing. It's just going to be a crazy busy weekend. A lot of the spike they're saying is based back on Memorial Day weekend, and they're seeing a lot of people that started, the spread started getting crazy around then. So try not to kill anybody. It's well beyond socialize responsibly, which I thought was clever at first. And now it's just don't kill or maim anyone this weekend. Just try not. Just keep it in mind.
It doesn't kill anyone.
All right. Okay. This is a great email. Last week I read the emails about the thing, the battle with the HOA about the pigeons at the condo complex.
Yeah.
I have that place.
Get anywhere?
Well, this is great. Dave has emailed and said, John, I just heard your... I've had a battle with the HOA for a long time. I just heard your stories of what you're doing, lying to the HOA lady about how violent the pigeons have gotten. That's moved you up in my book, two spots to number 46 on the list of great 48 people in Phoenix. Congratulations. Thank you, Dave, very much. But I had to write another one yesterday because, once again, the email was kind of from the lady at the HOA, a little bit like, well, we'll have a meeting about it.
Dismissive?
Like, it's not dismissive. It's just inactive. There's no... action.
It takes a while.
It's taken since a long time, years,
my wall.
Yeah, that's
to
terrible.
Get repaired.
So I've been writing letters.
Meanwhile,
they
have like $1 million surplus, probably.
Oh, did you? Yeah. You see the reports on your HOA?
Oh yeah, it's ridiculous.
At the annual meeting.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Why are we not spending money here?
I had written the last couple lies to the lady, and the one was basically like, "I just don't understand why you don't have time." I suppose after. A day's work of counting all of our money. You guys are just too exhausted to come down and actually solve
it. I think
it's problem.
Like the banks. I don't think it's actually there.
I don't think it
I
is.
I think
either.
They've invested it. They take the winnings.
They don't know what to do after they're like, hey, people just keep sending us money because we made them through some legality and we don't have to do a thing about it. Clean their pool. So now I'm borrowing from Eric. I wrote another email yesterday I think that people would enjoy because everyone hates HOAs. It says, the exorcist has just left my house. The largest pigeon invader. We're calling Dog, is in fact the reincarnation of the late infamous child molester, Jeffrey Dahmer. As a father, I've now not only had to tell my kids to fear the pigeons that live with us and amongst us, but at a far earlier point in their lives, I've now had to explain what rape is to my kids. Why, you ask? Well, the answer is twofold, HOA. Number one, I feel education is always the best ammunition. Knowledge is almost always the answer you need to be more savvy, especially when you hear the word rape thrown around. And you don't know what it is, because our neighbor's daughter's innocence was forcefully taken from her on a simple walk to the mailbox by a winged menace of the Biltmore Gardens. And second, because the HOA's done nothing to stop this. $400 a month so you can sit back and scoff while a young woman's entire life is changed by the deranged and sexually aggressive unchecked pigeon population that now roams free. As I write this note, news comes from the front lines that more eggs have hatched in Unit 2445. The hatchlings have taken some of the spikes that were at first poorly inserted years ago in order to deter the pigeons. The very spikes we, the tenants, have complained about of being loose and missing are now being used as makeshift shivs against our kids. A mail carrier was stabbed over 100 times, his body now a grisly reminder to all of us, and a nest for these bastards to leave their eggs. A breeding ground of death. Please send us something better than we have someone looking into this matter and fix the issue today. Also, my balcony is covered in pigeon feces, and due to their newfound taste of humans, the size of their stools are well over 10 pounds. By the way, since you asked, my check is in the mail on a timely fashion, because otherwise you'll punish me. Hopefully you take the $400 this month and use it to buy a mother heart. John Holmberg, owner. So I think that should get something done today, because the last email basically said, we have a meeting on the 3rd about the pigeon problem you guys have been complaining about since February. But we're getting timely responses. When I throw a lie email in, we get one back the next day. Whereas before, there were 10-day gaps.
Oh, wow. There you go.
So
that's
the lying,
part of that is that's in your file now.
Good.
No, that's what I'm saying.
The lying works.
$400 a month?
Yeah.
HOA.
Well, that's relatively low now.
What do they do for it?
No, same as all other HOAs. Clearly nothing. They answer emails.
Steal money?
They answer emails and they count the cash. That's about it.
Pretty much. Mine's $100, but they take care of our front yard, although they just let the trees grow right into my pool, basically. Yeah. Like, they won't cut
that do a lot of good stuff.
Yeah,
they manicure the grounds and they take care of the pool. That's basically the HOA. So, and you got to figure in each one of these places, there's probably, I don't know, 100 units. At $400 a pop. They're doing all right monthly for a pool guy and a couple landscapers.
I think every HOA has a huge surplus.
Huge.
It's ridiculous.
I would assume so. Because, by the way, also the grounds, AstroTurf, they have fake grass everywhere because they wanted to cut back on watering.
The one year I went to the meeting, the yearly meeting, we got it lowered, the how much it was a month.
Yeah.
I didn't go the next year. They raised it right back up.
Well, right now,
what happens if you're not on?
I know. I need to stay on these sons of bitches.
Right
I didn't
now,
realize.
We have an HOA meeting on the 7th, and I'm considering hiring my makeup lady Annie and a small child, and I'm going to cover that child in blood and pigeon feces for the Zoom meeting, and have her run into the thing, and go, "Daddy, it's happening again!" And then a friend dressed as a pigeon comes in and violently attacks the child right there on the Zoom.
You could borrow Kaylin.
Okay. I would like that.
You'd go viral. You'd hate it, but you'd go viral.
I would not go viral. The situation would go viral. And I can actually have my renter, Richard, do the work. But, yeah, it is an absolute farce, the HOA. I would never live in a place with an HOA. I just wouldn't. But, you know, when you buy something, you can't escape it, really. Condos and stuff. And they act like they're, you know, and then the best part, you know, you sign those papers saying, hey, you know, we're pretty much on your ass.
You give them all the rights.
You miss a day or two, we're going to call you. They, you know when they're real active? When you don't pay them.
Yep.
If they don't catch a check, like 6 days later, like, hey, what's up? Well, you guys noticed that mighty quick. How about the 4,000 emails we've sent about pigeons and the spikes that have fallen off? The pigeons are actually just moving them. They're like, get out of here. I ain't standing on this ledge here. These spikes are no good to us.
And kicking them over.
Dumps all along the balcony edge. It's terrifying.
Talk about protests. You want to protest something. Protest
That's a protest. HOAs. HOAs are the – look, we can all unite. Black, yellow, green, Mexican, Chinese, I don't care what you are. If I said, hey, what do you guys think of HOAs? You'd put your Black Lives Matter signs down. You'd put your White People Suck signs down. You'd put your I Hate Black signs down. And you'd all go together. Let's do this HOA thing. We can't stand them. They're the worst. And how did we agree to this? How did we as a society go, hey, this is a great idea. This will keep Jethro from parking his car on the lawn instead of me having to go over there and go get your car off the lawn.
Because initially it worked.
Did it? When?
Yeah.
When?
1863.
Yeah, it's been a long time. Mm-hmm. So back when, you know, right after the Civil War, which is what we're tearing down. If we're going to knock down statues of things that we don't like, let's tear down HOAs and just say, you know what, we'll take care of this.
I guess the point was to avoid conflicts with neighbors. That doesn't matter. You still have them.
Yep.
Sure.
I was reading a story about some guy had a shotgun, went over his wall and shot his neighbors.
That's a pastor in
Vegas.
Yeah,
a pastor, yeah.
And why? Because the old lady next door wouldn't stop walking around naked.
Yeah.
And he built a wall.
He built a wall.
He's like, I can't look at this anymore. Her name was Olivia.
Yeah.
And Olivia and her friends, evidently Olivia's an old whore.
Because
they said she's always got a new friend in the backyard, and they go hot tubbing naked and then get real loud and
they ain't hot tubbing anymore.
No, they're dead. Poke their head over the wall. And they're like, Olivia, first off, shut up. Second, put the goddamn clothes on.
You don't know. Bless you, pastor.
And then he shot her. Shot her dead. So neighbors, the HOA isn't going to stop any of that.
No.
They built a wall. I bet you they don't have an HOA. It's either one. It's one or the other. It doesn't stop anything. You got an HOA, you don't have an HOA. You're still going to hate your neighbor. The Bible's wrong. Nobody loves their neighbor. Leave me alone. That's why we built all these walls. You build walls because you don't want your neighbors peeking in. It's miserable. Now, if it was like some sort of teen sex party or something, probably would tolerate it a little longer.
You think the pastor would have been more
into kidding? That? The pastor would have been more into it if it was like young boys. You know, he's religious, right? So he's got that in his blood. So, yeah, unfortunately, it was a heterosexual old lady. Yeah.
And apparently his kid was right next to him while he was
there. Yeah.
Yep, his daughter.
Yep. And the one.
And he double tapped the dude.
Did God tell him to kill those women?
He shot the dude and then came over and shot him in the head.
He shot him in the head because he was still moving. And the funny part
is. Oh, there was a guy in the hot tub with her?
Yeah.
Oh.
Tim. His name
was
Tim.
Her friend.
Yeah, Tim. Tim showed up like, what
the
hell?
It was two women.
He's hanging out with my old lady friend, and this guy starts shooting at us next door. He tried to crawl away with the last ounce of energy he had.
Was he yelling, praise Jesus? While
And the pastor put one in him. And when the cops said, did you get your daughter out? He goes, not this time. So they're looking into whatever that means.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. HOA ain't stopping that.
Crazy.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I'll never understand why we pay for the HOA. And it's just because people have become, you know, the internet's proven it. We're a bunch of keyboard warrior pussies. I'll go to this meeting. I'm going to make this lady miserable. I've talked to her on the phone once. Look, sir. And she emailed me personally about my lies. They need to stop.
Gotta be careful. They'll call the cops so fast.
I know. Good.
I went down there one time because I had paid and they said I didn't. And I had the proof that I did.
Mm-hmm.
And I went down there and they called the cops immediately.
Yeah.
Because the girl started fighting back with me. I'm like, I got it right here.
Yeah.
That's it. All of a sudden, I turn around, there's
the cops. You're threatening me.
Look, yeah, exactly.
Sir, the one thing we're great at is counting money and knowing who pays. Well, the walls have all fallen down. Have you noticed that? We haven't been in your neighborhood in years. Anyway, you missed a day.
You didn't have a bat in your hand again, did you?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, though they're quick with that. I thought mine at first was coming out of the mortgage. I thought it was going through the thing because I originally remembered signing something, but it was actually the opposite. I have to pay it separate.
Separately.
Oh, my God. Like a day and a half after not getting it. It's like, well, you're the new one, so why didn't you pay?
Here's your one warning.
I'm like, I thought it was already coming out. I'm sorry. I missed that. Okay. Well, what we need to do is set up an actual. All right. You're real quick with this. You want to get my bank account? You want to set this auto draft thing out?
On the other side of it, I had it for like 3 months. It was paying twice. Because I had the automatic payment that I didn't shut out from one.
You're not getting a call for
that. Yeah. You don't get a call for the surplus.
Nope.
They're horrible. Horrible beasts. And they got us by the balls and these things. So the best thing I can suggest, if you've got a problem with your HOA, harass them with stories that are just awful. Awful lies.
Take that, HOA workers that listen to our show.
Just a little teaser. If I don't hear anything back or the pigeon problem's still going on next week, I'm going to send her a graphic description of genital warts. Just going to say, you know what? One of the pigeons gave me genital warts, and here's how I know. And then I'm just going to go off the medical pages of the oozing and weeping sores that grow on your genitals due to genital warts. And I'm going to explain it to her in great graphic detail because I'm sick of it. It's awful.
John, I live on 24th and Campbell, right near the condos you're talking about. We've heard stories about it. I have an 11 and a 12-year-old. They are here to help you.
Okay. I will dress them up, and I will simulate pigeon rape to your kids. I need a graphic artist who can make it look like the pigeon's actually doing it and get a real pigeon. You can't capture them. They're everywhere.
When you go to work at, like, call centers or HOAs, there has to be some inside you that goes, this is wrong. Like,
you think?
Oh, I don't know.
I shouldn't be doing this.
I don't know.
This.
I think those are the exact people that they want.
I think, Eric,
well, the
you
ones
do.
That make the money in the HOA are the management companies, and they would do nothing.
That's what I'm,
they just they,
But what
they
he's asking is, how do they not have
a
some
heart.
Sort of heart and morals? And I'm like, when you polish your horns and you go to work in the morning, you really don't have that inside you. You know, you're just kind of like, I'm going to maybe bedazzle one horn or the big hoop through your nose. And your hooves, your cloven hooves, you can't have emotions and cloven hooves. And they drive their cars to work with their cloven hooves and go, I don't know why everybody hates us. They don't understand because their hearts are black and evil. And that's essentially who works at HOAs. If you do work for an HOA, you're the devil.
You have to get out of there. You need God or whatever to save you.
Whatever saves you, whatever works. I don't even care if it's a pack of sweet tarts that makes you realize that you're the devil. But something along the way has to make you realize, oh, my God, I'm the devil. You all need to quit and leave.
Your life isn't going the right direction.
They can't be paying you that great.
No.
Unless you get to skim off the top. That's the only way.
It's better to be an Amazon driver. You're making people happy all over the city.
Yeah. Not a single – and you know why you always come home and go, my job sucks? Because you always have to deal with people who hate you. Because you create hate. You build it in a box and you send it to people. Your chief export is hatred. And people open up the hate and like, ah, and then they try to send the hate back and you guys won't take it. If you work for an HOA, the reason you're hated is because you spawn hate from your inner being. You are the epicenter, the swamp, the ecosystem of hatred and misery. And you wallow in it. And meanwhile, you're swimming in my $100 bills every month while you do nothing. Nothing. Not even answer emails. You can't even answer emails because you're so busy counting money. You're the worst thing in the world.
John, I know you're not in for this, but people can get rid of HOAs. You need 2/3 of homeowners to vote them out. Watch this. Send them an email that you're going to vote them out. Watch how quickly they respond.
Vote them out means replace them.
Yeah.
No, get rid of it.
All right.
You can get rid of them. But again, getting 2/3 on that deal, yeah, like you got to walk around one. And right. do the...
Yeah, I can get 67.
The guy that knocks on doors.
Yeah, I can get 67% of the people to say they're going to do something, and then when it comes down to it, they won't. And then you just get an extra bill from the city for watering the trees, or everybody's responsible for their little trees. Because everybody's got like a tree in the front in the condo. It's you know, and then you got that going where somebody's not going to do it, and you got a dead tree. But it's turf. How hard can this be?
Yeah. Well, you look in the, you know, like our neighborhood and you get a landscaper and have them bid to take care of the common areas. And it's so much cheaper. But then you got to coordinate collecting from all the other people. And what's wild is no matter what the HOA is, there is always a percentage of people that don't pay.
Yeah, well, they get theirs later. And that's still not, you know.
They live in a place that has liens.
They probably count on that. They don't care. If you're pulling in, you know. 40 grand a month off of to pay the pool guy and the landscapers. I think you're going to be all right.
And they're taking in 400,000.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. You're not paying 40 grand. You're getting it. There's no way anybody's charging you $40,000 for the monthly fee. We come 4 times a week. And we blow off the turf. We make sure the sprinklers work, and we leave. And sometimes the sprinklers don't work, and then we got to start writing to the evil succubus devil people of the HOA. They should just call it. Succubus Devil People HOA. And then you call, hi, Succubus Devil People. Yeah, we got a problem with pigeons. Do you think we care of your problem? Where's your check? Oh, sorry, Succubus Devil People of the HOA.
That's the best summary you've had. All they do is come with their blowers and blow off the turf.
Right, that's it. That'll
40
be
grand.
Bucks. All right, done. That's what you get charged through your HOA. We take care of the grounds and the pool. And we make sure nobody vandalizes the mailbox. And if the gate breaks before you get in. Yeah, that's something we could fix. I'm sure there's an electrician in this complex that could fix the gate if it breaks. Yeah, it's not hard. And then you get these rich people neighborhoods, like super high-end stuff. Their HOA is like $53, and they're all like really nice to each other. Like, yeah, we're going to repave the roads. You guys want to kick in? Yeah. They have a little meeting, and everybody throws in $25. I'm like, that's how it should work.
We're going to recurb the neighborhood.
Yeah, every month we have a meeting. It's like, guys, you want to kick? Everybody kicks in $10 this month. We can do this. And just have a monthly meeting where everybody throws their dollars in. Rather than pay the succubus devil people who will respond so quickly to my rape emails. Like within hours, I get an email back after the rape emails. Like it's so fast. A real well thought out complaint about the actual issue, 10 days. You throw the word rape or murder or anything in there, immediately you get a response. Not threatening, just a descriptive.
This is going to be great in court when John
I love it.
And they read all his emails.
I will
in
read
court.
Them. I will loudly read them. I will proudly, and I'll dress like one of those old timey 1700s town criers, and I will ring a bell. Ding, 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 ding. Hear ye, hear ye.
Yes.
The story of pigeon rape begins in 2 minutes. Gather the children. I will gladly read those because none of them are threatening. They're all just annoying this woman with stories.
Then you can have that court lady read everything back again.
Could we,
can we hear it again?
Got to hear that. Could you repeat that?
Okay. Then he said the pigeon raped a kid, and the feces is the same size as human feces now. It's his own human Vietnam. It's hell. Nightmarish. And as he writes this, he can hear the cries of another child being raped by the pigeons.
Is that it?
Yeah. Until you said, read that back. Do I type that part? Because this will be circular. This will go on forever that way.
So that's in the minutes now?
Yeah. All right. Mr. Holmberg, thank you. Oh, yeah, you forgot it. And sincerely, John Holmberg, slave to the succubus devil HOA. Yeah, if you're driving to an HOA right now and you're giggling, it's because you are the devil. You know what they don't have? Here's how I picture an HOA office. Front office lady who answers the phone poorly. And then 12 people in the back. That's called collections. And then a manager and nothing else.
And the manager coming in every 5 minutes to check on
him? Intake. Johnson. Hurry up. Take more in. Collect. We have no outgoing? No, there's no reason to actually reach out. Collect. Yeah, you're the devil. HOAs are the devil.
John, pay your HOA or move to Tucson. That's your choice.
Oh, man. Well, I got to pay my HOA. I do. I pay my bills. Deal with my HOA. Work for an HOA or live in Tucson. That's the real dilemma. If you said, John, the only job left is working for an HOA.
Oosh.
Or there's a job down in Tucson where you you have to pick up, I don't know, coyote with your mouth. Like, geez, Tucson, huh? I sure hate Tucson. Can the coyote job be up here? Yeah, that's a tough one. Tucson is America's HOA office. Man, that's hard. I think I'd actually work at the HOA. I'd rather sell my soul and be the devil and collect money than live in Tucson ever in my life. That's a tough one. Wow, that dilemma is going to live on all 4th of July. Thanks a lot. Thank you very much. But yes, the pigeon rapes, they'll never end. My beautiful little hideaway. These pigeons are huge, by the way. They're the size of a thigh. If they were chickens, so we'd be like steroids.
Well.
Oh, my Lord. I don't know what they're eating. I think they may be actually eating people because they're getting gigantic. And their gestation period. I joked about it in one of the lie emails that their gestation period is much faster. The eggs are hatching real quick. They're laying eggs. Like, it's summertime. I didn't think they were supposed to do this year-round. Pigeons never
stop.
It's
like a chicken coop.
There's no season for pigeon, multiplication. It's all year long. There's every couple weeks, there's more eggs. Like, Jesus Christmas. They're everywhere. And you feel kind of bad smashing the eggs. You got to get over that.
If you'd have been nicer about my pigeon mom story, I could have asked her
see,
to
what's
go
worse
over there
is,
and take care of them.
Would have been nice. My friend Richard, who rents from me, emailed me just now, and he said, tell Eric, I'm sorry. His mom didn't even have a chance. I just smashed one of the eggs. So she came back as a pigeon egg. Didn't even get out of the shell. She got to be like get life 9 going. Keeps coming back as Skyrat.
Someone's mom.
Huh?
It was someone's mom, the egg.
You all right, Brady?
Oh, yeah.
Getting a little gross there.
You might need to get tested again.
Yeah. Hit the mute button and throw whatever that loogie was out.
That's swimming in your mouth right now.
That was an oyster.
Pigeon egg in there.
Oh. Yeah. The pigeons are inside
the yolk.
Brady.
The yolk broke.
Yeah. Well, it broke in your mouth and through my headphones, which made for an oyster for the ears. Yeah. Ear oysters. Nobody likes those.
All right, wake up song brought to you by ELOteam.com. Thinking about buying or selling a house? Get in touch with us. Check out our website. We have a free buyer's guide you can download. ELOteam.com. We have Rob Zombie up here, Feel So Numb. Rammstein, America, 4th of July.
The USA. That's the one.
Nice German band for,
again,
for 4th of July. AC/DC, Are You Ready? Slayer, Raining Blood. That's very American.
Yeah.
Bring Me the Horizon. Parasite Eve. See, bands are starting to make songs. This is a new one from them about coronavirus now.
Bring Me the Horizon's written a song about the pandemic, huh? Is it any good?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's all right.
I listened to some
do
of
it. Do we give it a try or do we go with the standby with Rammstein?
America.
Let's do it. It's the 4th of July.
Yeah.
Get a little Rammstein in there. That. Celebrate diversity.
We'll do Bring Me the Horizon next week.
Yeah, we'll get it. They'll get their chance. I mean, COVID ain't going anywhere. If they cure it over the weekend, it'll be great. And then we'll just have a celebration somewhere.
Yeah, how pissed would you be as that band? What? It's over?
What? Hey, how come Mike Pence had to give his press conference? Why are we not letting these guys go to air conditioning? Like, we fly them to the desert and get off the plane. Like, there's your microphone. Go nuts.
I've been in the plane for a while. It's warm in this suit.
Yeah, microphone, sun, no shade, none. Tarmac. It's miserable. Go ahead.
Well, coronavirus doesn't spread as well out.
I guess. But they didn't even let the guy get off the plane. Stairs, here's your mic. Absolutely zero shading. Go crazy.
We're feeling very strong about our position. It's hot. Is everybody else hot?
You just keep going. It's hot. We're not letting you off the hook.
He was doing a lot of praising.
Yeah,
praising.
There was a lot of praising going on yesterday.
Everybody's kicking ass, apparently.
I just want to say we've done a magnificent job curtailing
Arizona's,
the beast.
Arizona's killing it. I don't know what you're looking at.
We are. In America, we like to be number one at things. In Arizona, you are number one at the... I just love America.
What are you saying?
Buzzword, Corona.
You're right, Mike. We are awesome.
Yeah, we're
Thank
killing
you.
It. Mike's right.
Keep it up. And tomorrow, you'll have 5,000 cases a day, which is good.
Your cadence is strange, Mike Pence. It's very strange. I think you're trying to hypnotize me. But yeah, why can't we just take him? We'll get him in an air-conditioned room. The press can't want to be standing on that tarmac either. It's 103 outside. Let's get everybody in suits and masks and have them stand in direct sunlight and talk about, you know, health.
Yeah, maybe they need to bring the white suits back, you know. The black suit's got to be a little hot.
Well, yeah, well, something. It would be great to have a politician roll down as, you know, John Travolta. And his...
I knew it was warm, so I dressed in my white suit. The president and I love white people.
Yeah, we don't all have to dress like we're in a funeral. Let's go.
No, but yeah, Ducey's mask was on yesterday, and you could start to see the beads of water on his forehead. Like, why did we plan this here when we've got so many places with air conditioning? Could have gone to Metro Center. It's empty. Turn that AC on. It would have
done the loop.
Beautiful. Yeah, you've done one last cruise, Pence. Crazy. Tarmac, microphone, sweat, home. That was basically it. He didn't even want to walk off the airport. Let's do it, though. It's the 4th of July this weekend, and we still have to celebrate all the greatness that is this a wonderful place where you can get a Lightning to HDMI cord in less than 6 hours. I know we've got a lot of problems, but let's not forego all the great stuff we got going on here. And it was invented right in this glorious nation. America!
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What the hell?
98.
I'm not cool with this at all.
K-U-P-D.